This is the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell and I are pleased to be with Dr. Dennis Burton. I am very interested in how, what I will use a technical term in a non-technical way, how complex systems work. And it really picks up on what Bill's talking about. You don't do this alone. You do this with a lot of other people, with building on the, standing on the shoulders of giants. Is that how it is said?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that experience working with people from other disciplines.
It's extremely rewarding. I mean, I think working with people from other disciplines and from other countries and other viewpoints and so on is extremely valuable. I mean, it's an integral part of science that what you have to keep doing is to think about what your ideas are and then put them to somebody, get them challenged, modify, come back, build something new into it. It's just an extremely dynamic, ongoing process. And I mean, simply put, it's the search for the truth. And there is, in science, there really is, in a sense, for the sorts of things that we work on, there is one truth there, and we have to find it, and we may think we've found it, and if we haven't, then nature doesn't care. It just, you know, we got it wrong, and sooner or later we do something and we realize we have got it wrong. There's no cheating. There's absolutely no point in trying to cheat way at all. You cannot.
Can you tell me what that truth is as you are doing antiviral things, working with antibodies in the human body? What is that truth?
Well, and this may change, you know, but as I see it at the moment, I think that antibodies are pretty powerful when they are pre-existing. That is, they are a result of a vaccine. When they're there and a pathogen comes along, they're pretty good at taking care of it. They're a very, very important component. They are probably less good in dealing with a pathogen once it's got a hold. So the real, and this is the real truth, as you say, that I would have about pathogens. The real thing with pathogens is to stop them getting a toehold at all, because after that you're going to have many, many more problems. So the best possible thing is to hit a pathogen at its weakest point, and that is when it jumps from some other animal or some other person to you. Stop it jumping, and that's the real key, I think. And antibodies are good at doing that.
That sounds like a strong argument for surveillance systems, for knowing what's going on around the world,
absolutely,
particularly given the kinds of the velocity now with which these things can
absolutely
move.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that's extremely important.
You said something earlier that it seems to me to be part of this interchange between and among people, talking about the right questions to ask. And
right.
I would think that a large part of what you do in dealing with other people is trying to, you know, there's something out there.
Right.
And just trying to puzzle out, you know, what the question is with respect to that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. An interaction with others can often lead you towards the point where you can begin to see things more clearly and see what questions you should be asking and how you should be asking.
In a sense, it's creating a different perspective.
Right.
There's some sort of blend of what you know and see and understand and what that other person knows or
right.
other people.
Absolutely. And often, you know, the greatest advances are made by some tangential thought that's really quite unorthodox and goes off to the side, and then suddenly a lot of things become clearer.
I asked Bill this morning in another conversation, what is the value of people who are doctrinaire? And I'm hearing you say in science there's very little value in having the answer. It is more appropriate to have the question and then be willing to be wrong?
Yes. Oh, yes. You have to definitely be willing to be wrong. And part of science is putting an idea out there and going out and trying to defend it and getting people to shoot it down. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about being wrong, providing as soon as you're shown to be wrong, you say, well, I got it wrong, let's move on.
Thank you for moving on with us. This has been delightful.
And as you say, you can't lie to nature.
You cannot.
We appreciate your time, your attention, and your very good work.
Okay, thank you.
We thank Dennis Burton for giving us access to his vital field of science. We also appreciate the CDC's Dr. C.J. Peters, who introduced us to Dr. Burton. And we thank the wonderful people at the Taos, New Mexico Civic Plaza and Convention Center for their welcome and their assistance. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.